الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And that we witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. The continuation of the series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sayyid, the Master. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sayyid, that all the creations need Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the heavens and earth, the owner of the kingdoms, the owner of all the creations. No owner other than Him. So He is absolute master of the world. He is the master of all the servants, the believers and the disbelievers. The believers who thank Him, He guides them. He guides them to the right path. The disbelievers, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their master, because He is responsible about their lives, their sustenance, their air to breathe, their food to drink, their body to be protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given them the chance all their lives to repent and to come back to Him. And whoever will obey Him will be rewarded, and whoever will disobey Allah will be punished. But every creation in this world, their masters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless. The name, the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sayyid, the Master, is mentioned in the tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Abdullah ibn Shakhir narrated, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "You are the master of Quraysh." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The master is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." The man said, "You are the best of them in speech and the most generous of them." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Let not any of you exaggerate in his speech. Then shaitan will not pull him along." So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was humble, and he did not want his nation to glorify him like other nations glorified some of their prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sayyid, the Master, His perfection in everything. Honorable, and His Master in His honors. Great, and His Master in His greatness. Forbearing, and his Master in His forbearance. Rich, and His Master in His richness. The compeller, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sayyid, the Master in His knowledge, perfection in His knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wise, perfection in His wisdom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sayyid, the masterhood is absolute for Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Master, the Sayyid, is the owner of the lives of all His creation. And He is the one who is responsible about all their needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Master, a Sayyid of all the creation in the heaven and the earth. And all of them need Him, need His help in all their affairs, in this life and in the hereafter. In this life, He's going to supply food for them, drinks, everything, from the beginning of their lives, even when they are in the womb of their mother, until they die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is master of all His slaves, that He will guide them to His obedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's responsible about all what's in the heaven and the earth, and He is the one who is powerful to judge, and to the oppressor will oppress him, and the just will reward him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the owner of the norms and all the measures that control His creation. So whatever applied to His creation cannot be applied to Him. So, Prophet, just to give examples that known to most of people, Prophet Ibrahim did not have any children for a long time. And the norm that the woman give birth in her youthful, and the man when he's young. But Prophet Ibrahim was old, and his wife was old too. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent glad tidings to Prophet Ibrahim that he's going to have a knowledgeable and wise child, that was Prophet Ishaq, so Prophet Ibrahim was surprised. He's an old, and his wife is old. But he was told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do what He wanted to do. قَالُوا لَا تَوْجَلْ إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ قال أبشرتموني على أن مسني الكبر فبما تبشرون. So the angels was given the good news to Prophet Ibrahim that he's going to have a knowledgeable child. It was Prophet Ishaq. So Prophet Ibrahim was surprised. I am old. What kind of news is this? What kind of a child is this? And also in Surah Al-Zariyat, فأوجس منهم خيفة قالوا لا تخف وبشروه بغلام عليم. فأقبلت امرأته في سرة فصكت وجهها وقالت عجوز عقيم. Even his wife said, I am old. How am I going to give birth to a child? And then the angels told her, قالوا أتعجبين من أمر الله. You could surprise from the decision of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala able to do what he wants. The same also with the Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam. Prophet Zakaria was old and he did not have any children either. But he prayed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a child to inherit him. قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا. So he prayed, supplicate. Supplication is the key to accomplish miracles. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the supplication of Prophet Zakaria. And even he responded that he is going to give him a wise prophet, son, Prophet Yahya. فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا ونبيا من الصالحين. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the future, the son that Prophet Zakaria is going to have, to Prophet Yahya, that he is going to have four qualities. He's going to believe in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's going to be a master. He's going to be a sayyid. And now we'll come to another definition of the word master or sayyid when it's come to the human. A human could be a master, but relatively. But the absolute masterhood is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a human, you could be master in specific things. If you go to this specialist, he could be a master in a specific science. But he cannot master everything. That's the difference. So Prophet Yahya, he was described with all these good qualities. He's going to be forbearing. And he's going to be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The human master, he's the one that would advance himself or would distinguish himself to be knowledgeable in the science of religions, would be knowledgeable in different affairs of this worldly life, with according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. He will be also a master of human, Sayyid, would be honorable, has all good qualities. You cannot describe someone master with had bad qualities. So, Prophet Yahya also was a prophet from the good, righteous slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدُ آدَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرِ وَبِيَدِي لِوَاءِ الْحَمْدِ وَلَا فَخْرِ وما من نبي يومئذ آدم فما سواه إلا تحت لوائي وأنا أول من تنشق عنه الأرض ولا فخر. That's narrated by Tirmidhi ibn Majah wa Ahmad. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him, that he's going to be the master or a master in this life and in the hereafter. Find the human with the quality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are not going to. Leaders from the beginning of the history, they may be distinguished with some good qualities, but not all. Some of them, they could be oppressor, but they have some good qualities. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was perfect in all. All the good qualities that you think of, he was distinguished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him that way. He will not say a word without inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it's come to the religion. But he was still a human. So in the hereafter, many of us know about the story that the humans or the ins and jinn going to be standing for in the day of judgment just to be judged for 50,000 years to wait until even they will till to the judgment to start even to go to the hell fire from the punishment that they have standing in the heat of the sun. They don't know what's after that. So the story would go that this human will go to Prophet Adam, will ask him, you are the father of humans, so go to intercede for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to start the judgment. He would refuse and ask him to go to Nuh. And Nuh will ask him to go to Abraham. And Abraham will ask to go to Musa and then Isa. And then when they come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, yes, I am for it. I will intercede. The people who defame Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will need Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the day of judgment for the intercession, just to intercede to start the judgment. So Prophet Muhammad will intercede for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to start the judgment. That's in the hereafter. The masterhood among humans, as I mentioned, could be found with the distinguished qualities. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam described Sa'd ibn Mu'az that he was a master. And when Sa'd ibn Mu'az was to judge the Jews of Bani Qurayza, and when he was sick and he brought him to start the judgment, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, قوموا إلى سيدكم, describing Sa'd ibn Mu'az with his qualities that he had, mean that he is the best of you and his position and his honors among them. The companion was describing Umar ibn al-Khattab that he is the best after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was angry with that. And until someone said, "No, you are not the best. Abu Bakr is better than you." So he smiled, because he did not validate to himself that he was the best of the companions after Prophet. And he affirmed that, we said, Abu Bakr Sayyiduna wa a'taq Sayyiduna. That Prophet, that Umar ibn Khattab said, Abu Bakr is our master, and he freed our master, which is Bilal ibn Rabah. When he was a slave, he freed him. When the Jews was asked about the condition of Abdullah ibn Salam, they said, he is Sayyiduna wa ibn Sayyiduna. He was our master, and he's our master, and he's the son of our master. This means that he was honored with his qualities. So the human whom they distinguish with good qualities, he could be called master. The man is the master of the house. And also the wife could be the master of the house too. The word Sayyid, and even could be translated to Mr. So different meanings. The word Sayyid in Arabic could be translated either Master or Mr. Depends on the qualities or what the condition or the situation. When the disbelievers in the Day of Judgment will be thrown in the hell fire, they will say, وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا. Oh Allah, we obeyed our masters and our honored, the elderly. But in that, when it's come to the relationship between you and Allah, you don't obey anybody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. Even if your parents, if the parents opposing you to be a Muslim, you treat them with respect, but you don't obey them. You cannot obey someone when it comes to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like people who killed other people with the order of their supervisors or their chiefs in the military, that's not right. Because in the Day of Judgment, they will be asked about that. They will be punished. And their masters or their chiefs, they are not going to be held responsible about their punishment. When it's come to your relationship with Allah, you don't obey except Allah and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the masterhood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything, of all His slaves. The real masterhood is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the masterhood of the humans is relative, controlled. In the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say it clearly, "Man al-mulku al-yawm." After everybody perished, everybody died, nobody will be alive except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Liman al-mulku al-yawm." And nobody will answer, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer Himself, "Lillah al-wahid al-qahhar." "Liman al-mulku al-yawm, lillah al-wahid al-qahhar." So the humans had a better chance to be better than the angels, because what they fight to stay in the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not completely in the way. Their way is always the shaitan in their way to attract him, the desires. But when the human will overcome this desire and will stay in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their rank will be even higher than the angels themselves. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with all his honors, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him, and he's the best of the creation, but he was humble. And we should, whatever rank we have, whatever distinguished things we have, we should be humble. A Bedouin came to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when he was talking to him, he was trembling and he was afraid and he was shaking. So Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, "Hawun alayk, fa inni lastu malik, innama ana ibnu imra'atin ta'kulu al-qadid." Relax. I am not a king. I am son of a woman that who used to eat the bread, regular bread. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the choice to be either a prophet king or a prophet servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Angel Jibreel was given this choice, he told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given you the choice to be either prophet king, that even that he would, if you ask the mountains to be turned gold for him, and he will have absolute power and absolute wealth and all this. But he chose to be a prophet, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humble. What we learn from this name, the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sayyid, the Master, we should get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn from the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us to. You should be distinguished in your morals, your ethics, in your forbearance, in your mercy, that you be closer to the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if you have the highest rank, you should be always be humble. When you humble, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you. But if you get the other side, you are not going to be in the right direction. And nobody going to like you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he conquered Mecca, and he has absolute power in the city and in the people that they fought him, and they tried to get rid of him, tried to kill him, and he and his companion, and tried to get rid of the message of Islam, all of them was under his feet. And instead of punishing them, he told them, "What do you think I'm going to do with you?" And he said, "Akhun kareem wa ibn akhun kareem." He told him, "You are a generous brother and the son of a generous brother." So he told him, "Izhabu fa antum at-tulaqa." Go, all of you free. Find a leader on the earth have done something like that. Instead, they kill even their own people. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no human ever and or will ever be like him. Sayyidi wa Mawlai, na'udhu bika min badnin la yantasib bayna yadayk, wa na'udhu bika min qalbin la yashtaqu ilayk, wa na'udhu bika min du'ain la yasul ilayk, ونعوذ بك من عين لا تدمع ولا تبكي إليك. اللهم أنت عدتنا إن حزنا، وأنت ملجأنا إن حرمنا، وبك استغاثتنا إن قربنا. اللهم هب لنا الأمن يوم المعاد، وامنحنا حسن الرشاد يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد